Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's always such a joy to know that we have your Word before us every single day, that your desire is to save mankind from their sins, that we might live with you forever and ever. As your Word says, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. And today, Lord, we're grateful for that. And as we learn through this book of Esther about your sovereignty, I pray, Lord, that you will guide us by your Holy Spirit into all truth, and that you will teach us about yourself, your Son Jesus, and your ways. And then, Lord, that you'll empower us to live according to those ways. And we'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Haman Attends the Second Banquet, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 7, and verse 1. Haman was advised by his wife and friends that if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom you have begun to fall, you shall not prevail against him, but shall surely fall before him. Little did Mordecai know that the fall before Mordecai was on its way. As we begin the seventh chapter of the book of Esther with verse 1, we see the beginning of the downfall of Haman. We read, "So the king and Haman came to banquet with Esther the queen." Our verse begins, "So the king and Haman came." As though once again united in cause, both King Ahasuerus and Haman came. King Ahasuerus was totally unaware of the underlying intention of Haman, and he believed Haman was willfully complying with not only his invitation to this second banquet of Esther, but that he also carried out his command for Mordecai with a willing heart. King Ahasuerus had no idea of the hatred that Haman had for Mordecai. So as though blinded, he came in compliant with the invitation of Esther. The verse continues, "To banquet with Esther the queen. Like an ox led to the slaughter, Haman came to the banquet along with King Ahasuerus as though nothing was wrong or necessary to change." It is interesting to note the obliviousness that both King Ahasuerus and Haman had about the events that were about to occur. We have the advantage of reading ahead in our story to know about the outcome of this part of the story, but neither King Ahasuerus or Haman knew at the time. As far as they were concerned, they were being invited to enjoy another banquet that was much like the one they experienced the day before. How many times in our lives have we thought things were one way when they were quite another? We, like Haman, believed ourselves to be simply attending an affair or keeping a meeting when something different than we thought occurred. Perhaps there was a special appointment to which we were traveling and there was a flat tire along the way, or we ran out of gas, or an accident impeded our path. Our point is that both Haman and the king did not know at the time what was in store for them at this second banquet. And neither do we know everything that will happen to us as well. As we travel forward in our lives, we can benefit by the following verse found in the book of Proverbs in chapter 16 and verse 9, where we read, "A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps." God knew the future for Haman and King Ahasuerus, and he knows our future too. When we align ourselves with his perfect will, no matter what changes, whether there's altercations, surprises, or unexpected turns of events, we will know that God is with us, and he is intimately involved in every detail of our lives. Next time, we will see King Ahasuerus ask Esther for her desire once again. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.